This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
Pulse 95.
The Morning Majlis, talking the stories that are shaping headlines. This is Pulse 95.
Yes, welcome back onto the Morning Majlis. Now, we are going to be talking about the latest development on the strikes that took place on the humanitarian aid workers of the World Central Kitchen. In fact, in a joint statement that was issued yesterday by the UAE and Cyprus, they did express their profound condemnation over Israel's strike on the humanitarian aid workers of the WCK. They conveyed their deepest condolences and sympathies to the families of the victims and their countries, and of course to the management and staff of the World Central Kitchen, as well as their wishes for a speedy recovery for the injured. Now, both of the countries, the UAE and Cyprus, strongly denounced all those acts of violence against humanitarian workers who dedicate their lives to serving those in need. And they also did reiterate that targeting humanitarian aid staff is definitely a flagrant violation of all international treaties that ensure the protection of relief and rescue workers. And we know that the UAE, Cyprus, and World Central Kitchen, through the Amalthea Initiative, they aim to provide urgent humanitarian aid and supplies to the Gaza Strip in order to avert a famine in northern Gaza and prevent any further suffering in the Gaza Strip through the delivery and safe distribution of food supplies. Our heart goes out to all the families of the injured, of course.
Yeah, I mean, tragic news, really tragic news. And what we know so far is that three British aid workers were some of those who were killed in this horrible, grave mistake. And that's how it's been described from Israel themselves. Now, to name the three British aid workers, they are named John Chapman, James Kirby, and James Henderson, among the seven volunteers from the World Central Kitchen who unfortunately did die after a convoy they were traveling was in did get hit. Now, Israel Defense Forces said the strike did not intend to target aid workers, and a thorough investigation into the incident will be completed within coming days. I believe it's been put down to misidentification. Now, what we also know is that the two countries, both UAE and Cyprus, have really emphasized that the humanitarian catastrophe that occurred over in Gaza requires the adoption of a collective international approach to immediately mitigate the threat of innocent lives, but also by ensuring urgent, safe, unhindered, and sustainable delivery of aid. And that's exactly what we have been doing, especially regarding the Emirates Red Crescent, because they actually organized the From the UAE via Egypt to Our People in Gaza event over in Cairo. And it's an event that's aimed to pack but also prepare aid for the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Now, it consisted of media professionals, artists, and social media influencers from both Egypt and other Arab countries attending this event and really participating on all that they could do when it comes to those humanitarian sources.
Yeah, you know, going back to the incident and in terms of the international reactions, it's been quite intense, and I think it's going to be a lot more pressure on Israel, because it was pretty much unacceptable to see that the humanitarian aid workers were targeted in an attack. And then the issue here is that they were traveling in those armored cars and their movements had been coordinated and reported to the military. So in response, we heard the British Foreign Secretary and ex-Prime Minister David Cameron said the country had called on Israel to immediately investigate and provide a full, transparent explanation of what happened. Rishi Sunak said he was shocked and saddened. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese slammed the completely unacceptable attack and called it a tragedy that should never have occurred. Joe Biden has also joined the list of condemnation, and he has expressed his grave concern over it. He's outraged and heartbroken that killed seven people working for the World Central Kitchen. And he said the investigation of the incident must be swift. It must bring accountability, and its findings must be made public. So, in terms of recent updates as well, the World Bank estimates damage to the critical infrastructure in Gaza is now valued at about $18.5 billion as well. So, not looking good over there. Now, in terms of the UAE, The Joint Operations Command of the Ministry of Defence announced the implementation of 22nd airdrop of humanitarian and relief aid as part of the Birds of Goodness operation. Two C-17 aircraft belonging to the UAE Air Force and a C-130 aircraft belonging to the Egyptian Air Force participated in the airdrop, and the airdrop was carried out of inaccessible isolated areas in the northern Gaza Strip via three aircraft carrying 82 tons of food and relief aid, bringing the total amount of aid airdrops to 1,153 tons since the beginning of the operation.
Like, distributing aid in Gaza hasn't been difficult enough, and then this happens.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe that this is... It's like on top of everything that's been going on, this happens. And it's just really, it is heartbreaking.
And that's
I don't
exactly
know when this will all stop.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how President Joe Biden has approached it. He says this is a major reason why actually distributing humanitarian aid in Gaza has been so difficult. He put the reason that Israel has not done enough when it comes to protecting these aid workers to try and deliver the desperately needed help to civilians over there. So, yes, the UAE are doing as much as we can when it comes to providing that humanitarian aid, but making sure that when they're there, getting it to the right people is quite difficult.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.